Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now on to NY27. Stefan Mihailu is now a Republican candidate, the Erie County Comptroller, joining us live. Stefan, we know you've been thinking about this and talking about this for a long time. What made you declare?
It was a discussion I had with my family and seeing what's going on in Washington right now with President Trump. Republicans lost the House, and I said all along, if Democrats took over, the first thing they would do is impeach President Trump. So as a diehard conservative, I want to go to Washington to defend President Trump, actually go and do something from a conservative basis when it comes to cutting taxes, protecting farmers, reducing government spending. But it's time to get off the sidelines and actually get in this election so I can go to Washington to be President Trump's biggest cheerleader.
What's your understanding of the timeline on when a decision will be made on who's running for in this special election, which, I mean, is just weeks away right now?
Yeah, that's up to the eight county chairs. I think the world of them, they are in a very difficult spot, and they have a very difficult decision ahead of them. Well, what I'm sharing my message with them and all the taxpayers in New York 27 is they need to pick someone who can win. This is not a popularity contest. This is not someone who they like that they can pick. They have to pick a candidate who can win. And the candidate who can win is a true conservative, not a conservative of convenience, and someone who's won in a dark blue county. I've won three times in a dark blue county in Erie County, including an Obama presidential year. And my deep concern is that if they choose someone who is a phony conservative or someone who has not won in a dark blue district, they're going to hand this seat right to Nancy Pelosi.
Have you been able to meet with the local party leaders that are making the decision on the special election candidate? Or up until now, have you not been able to meet with them because you haven't been in the race?
Well, no, over the past year and a half, I've been meeting with taxpayers, business leaders, and town and county chairs to discuss a possible candidacy. And I've received all along nothing but encouragement and a lot of folks saying to throw my hat in the ring because of those factors I discussed. A lot of the town chairs and county chairs have told me the same thing I'm telling everybody in New York 27, that they need to have a candidate who is a true conservative, is someone who has won in a blue county. And I'm the only candidate that checks off all of those boxes. So this is a really important decision for these chairs. And I certainly hope that with a huge Democratic turnout expected in April, that they don't pick someone who can buy the election or someone who will lose and give the seat right to Nancy Pelosi.
With this announcement, if you're not chosen by the chairs to run in the special election, are you still going to run for the seat?
It's a good question. I think it's too early in the process right now to answer that because everyone's making an assumption that the election's going to be in April, but Governor Cuomo has not called it. When Louise Slaughter passed away, he called a special election in Monroe County for Election Day in November. So we really don't know still the exact nature of the process. We don't know if it's going to be in April. And right now, all I can do is make my best case is that I was not born with a silver spoon in my mouth. You know, I'm a blue-collar guy from the other side of the tracks who's a true conservative and someone who has a record of winning in a blue district. That's all I can do is make my case, and we'll see where the process unfolds.
A lot of what you've talked about right now and in the past is Chris Jacobs. Why him? Why single him out amongst all the candidates?
Well, scripture tells us to judge a tree by its fruit. Ignore rhetoric from politicians, look at the record. And this is a heavily pro-Trump conservative district. And I was not afraid to support President Trump in 2016. I'm the only candidate that worked on his campaign when it hurt me politically. So I'm not a conservative of convenience that wonderfully supported President Trump only when I want to climb the ladder of my next political office. And so I know other individuals have come out and basically made the same argument that I have made, that this seat should not go to the highest bidder. We've seen with disastrous consequences a lot of wealthy individuals who basically bought the seat before And that did not end well for the taxpayers in New York 27. So I'm making my case right now that I am a true conservative. I've won in dark blue Erie County. I've never lost an election, and I don't plan to do so now.
You are potentially, though, looking at three elections this year, the one that we think is in April, then there's June and November. How much money will be needed to win all three?
I don't think a lot as far as a primary. You have to remember, in a Republican primary going back to 2012, it was the equivalent of a town board race. Less than 20,000 voters came out in that primary. So I've always raised enough resources to be competitive and to win three times in a countywide race. And believe me, we're going to have the resources to be successful if it's a special election, a primary, and the general election. We're in this to win this.
You were very supportive of Chris Collins throughout the entire indictment process. So wondering your reaction to his sentencing and the sentence he received last week.
Well, it's sad. You know, and in my letter to the judge, I was blunt that he was wrong. He acknowledged it, and it was something that he did not and should not have done, period. So I'm on the record as stating what Chris did was wrong, period. And it's just sad for him, his family, and the people of the district.
Stefan, we're glad you could join us this morning. That's Stefan Mihailu, Erie County Comptroller. He's now a Republican candidate for NY27.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.